Time now for Western Michigan at Work. Each Tuesday evening at this time, the White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan, brings you a program about the industries of Western Michigan and the people who work in them. Through these programs, we hope our listeners may become better acquainted with Western Michigan at Work. This evening, we visit the Grand Rapids Bookcase and Chair Company in Hastings. And now, here is your guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
On the last night of the 19th century, December 31st, 1899, a fire destroyed a furniture factory in Grand Rapids, known as the Grand Rapids Bookcase and Chair Company. The business had just been started the year before, and the loss must have been a bad blow to the management of the enterprise. It was decided after careful consideration to rebuild not in Grand Rapids, but in Hastings, where a desirable site was available on the banks of the Thornapple River, alongside the tracks of the Grand Rapids branch of the Michigan Central Railroad. There, the present plant was built, and the company has operated in Hastings ever since. The old name, Grand Rapids Bookcase and Chair Company, has been retained because the name, Grand Rapids, has an enviable reputation in the furniture business. It's true that one sometimes sees in the slick magazines a slurring reference to Grand Rapids furniture, but such a reference is confined to the arty set. Furniture dealers all over the nation know that high-quality furniture is made today in the Grand Rapids area. For 40 out of the company's 51 years, it has worked only in oak furniture. First there was Mission furniture, then for many years the heavy carved oak, and now it's modern. Working at the plant in Hastings today are dozens of master craftsmen who have been with the company over a long period of years. We're going to interview a couple of them in just a few minutes. A recent tabulation showed that out of 150 employees, 10 had been with the company for over 40 years. Another 6 had been on the payroll between 30 and 40 years. Another 10 had service records of 20 to 30 years. And an additional 10 had been employed for periods ranging from 10 to 20 years. Now that's 36 out of 150 employees who have been with the company for more than 10 years. No wonder that when the company was in quest of a name for its modern furniture, it selected Oak Masters. For these men who have worked with oak all these years must truly be masters of their craft. About 8 years ago, it was decided to turn to the manufacture of modern functional furniture as a sideline to the old massive carved oak. Public acceptance of Oak Masters Modern caused L.R. Matson, who became president of the company in 1944, to concentrate all production on this style of furniture. Sitting beside me here at the microphone this evening is Mr. E.J. Edison, an executive of Oak Masters. I'm going to ask you, Mr. Edison, to explain to our listeners what your conception of modern functional furniture at Oak Masters is.
Thank you, Dr. Dunbar. Is there a need and a desire today for livable and cheerful furniture? We at Oak Masters feel that there is. We have no quarrel with those who like beautiful traditional designs. But with the modern trend of ranch houses and smaller colorful rooms, the proper modern has a definite place. Remember that all styles at first were modern to the folks in that period, and too many years have passed since the development of truly new styles and new designs. I say too many years because times have certainly changed, haven't they? The Model T your granddad drove would not be satisfactory to most folks today. You live differently. Radios, television, telephones, and phonographs, to mention a few of the recent changes. Why not, then, a new trend in livable furniture to go with today's style of living? What we at Oak Masters are trying to do, Dr. Dunbar, is to build the kind of furniture you and your listeners want. We think you like comfortable furniture, the kind of sofas and chairs you can enjoy sitting in all evening. We believe you want functional, usable furniture. Tables that will stand up, chests with drawers that work, finishes that are easy to clean and will still look nice after the kids are put to bed. We use only quality materials and our craftsmen are the finest in the trade. Oak Masters is moderate in price, but it is not cheap furniture. In addition to usefulness, we try to give you clean styling that is pleasing to the eye and that you can be proud to own.
Well, Mr. Edison, you've certainly given us a clear conception of what you're building at Oak Masters. And now I'd like to tell our listeners what I saw when I visited your plant in Hastings a couple of weeks ago. In the manufacture of furniture, you start, of course, with the lumber, which comes into the Oak Masters plant in big box cars, 100 a year. After being unloaded onto factory cars, the lumber is baked in 4 huge ovens for weeks until its moisture content is very low. Then it goes into the mill room, where it is planed and sawed into strips, which are from 2 to 4 inches in width. These strips are laid together alternately so that in the grain of the wood runs in alternate directions. The strips are then glued back together under pressure. Then to the top and to the bottom are glued the strips of veneer. Most of this veneer is made in Indiana, I was told. All face veneers used at Oak Masters are forked leaf Appalachian white oak. Experience has demonstrated that the process I have described is the best that can be used to make good furniture. Solid oak would not keep its shape and appearance and would be much heavier. From the mill room, the material goes to the machine room. Here it is sawed and bored and shaped to meet the need for which it's intended. This room is equipped with some of the most modern machinery, machinery which results in great economies and hence makes possible a lower price to the consumer. For example, there's one big machine which bores holes from the top, from the bottom, and from the ends, all at the same time. An electronic gluing machine performs an operation in minutes that would require hours by older methods. All or most of the sanding of the wood is done on belts. Endless belts impregnated with abrasive material do the work. The sander just holds the piece of wood against the belt, applying the required amount of pressure with a small gadget which he holds in his hand. He's got to be careful to do that job just right, though, for he could ruin the piece by sanding too much or too little. The finishing of the furniture seemed to require more work and more different operations than any other phase of the process as I saw it. There were so many different stages in this process that I lost track of them. First, a natural stain is sprayed on. Then there's scuff sanding by hand. Then the fillers take over. This filling seems to be of just about the messiest job in the plant. The filler supplements the stain, I was told. Then after the filler comes the sealer, then another sanding. 2 coats of modern lacquer then go on, lacquer that's resistant to both alcohol and water. Then there's rubbing with steel wool, hand rubbing, and the application of wax, after which there's the final polishing. Some of the furniture has to be upholstered. Oak Masters make furniture for living rooms, dining rooms, and bedrooms. I saw workmen putting springs in a sofa, which is quite an interesting process. Others were stuffing cushions with cotton. Women were sewing the fabrics on these pieces. One of the newest coverings is a fire-resistant plastic material. And foam rubber, what I saw at the plant, is used on certain kinds of upholstered furniture. After the work is all done, the finished pieces have to be carefully packed and crated so as not to mar in transit. Then they go to all parts of the United States. I'll be back in a moment to tell you how they're marketed and to interview a couple of Oak Masters employees.
Western Michigan at Work is sponsored by White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan. One department of their business is devoted to furnishing machinery and equipment for Michigan's grain elevators, feed, and flour mills. They have on hand new grain cleaners, machines for shelling and cracking corn, as well as any part that would be used to make an elevator to carry grain up to the top of the mill or a conveyor to carry it away. This is probably the most complete stock of this kind of merchandise in Michigan. For further information, call White Sales at Scotts 371. Now, once again, here is your guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
Oak Masters Furniture is sold through franchise dealers. Salesmen cover all parts of the country. Then twice a year comes the Grand Rapids Furniture Market, when dealers from all over the United States come to Grand Rapids to see the new lines. Oak Masters are regularly shown at this show. In selling this modern functional furniture, it's a matter of selling an idea to a large extent. Dealers are urged to display the furniture in room settings in order to show how the various pieces can be combined to produce outstanding homeroom arrangements. Oak Masters advertise in such magazines as House and Garden, House Beautiful, and Better Homes and Gardens. By the way, in Kalamazoo, Vermeulens sell Oak Masters furniture. If you are interested in furniture and go to New York, you'll certainly visit Sloan's House of Years. That's recognized as one of the finest furniture displays anywhere. and interior decorators and fashion experts from all over the country visit it. The display galleries feature complete model homes and rooms and are changed only twice a year. Oakmasters is one of the two modern lines being exhibited at the present time. I was interested to learn how this furniture is designed. From their visits to dealers, salesmen bring back to Hastings many ideas as to the public taste and demand. These ideas are studied by President Matson and other Oakmasters executives. But out of this comes decisions as to the changes in the line that are to be carried out. Then the designer comes in to employ his technical and artistic skill in producing a design which will meet the new demand. Thus, new ideas in furniture at Oakmasters are not just dreamed up. They arise out of close contact with dealers and long experience in the business. Oakmasters furniture, as I saw it being built, seemed to have many distinctive features. Color lacquers made it possible to add color to a room. Four screws instead of the usual two are used on all corner blocks of chairs. Drawers are dovetailed both front and back. Drawer bottoms are boxed in panel in, and panel backs are all of wood. These details in manufacture indicate the care with which this furniture is made. And now I'd like to invite you who are listening to meet a couple of veteran Oakmasters workers. First, I'd like to introduce Mr. Wesley Hall. Mr. Hall, what department do you work in?
Mr. Dunbar, I work in the upholstering department.
In the upholstering department. And how long have you been working for the Grand Rapids Bookcase and Chair Company?
I've been working there 43 years last September.
43 years. Well, that certainly is a long period of service. You must have started, let me see now if my arithmetic's any good, 1906, right?
Yes, sir.
And you've been working in Hastings all the time, then?
All the time. Same job.
How did you happen to keep the same job all these years?
Well, it was good hunting and good fishing, and that's what I enjoy.
Oh, those are your hobbies,
yes,
huh?
Sir.
Got any others? Got any others?
Well, there's one hobby I will enjoy is beating Art Vinkie a good game of cribbage.
Oh, you like to play cribbage, huh? And who is Art Vinkie now?
Well, he's a controller of the Grand Rapids Bookcase and Chair Company.
Oh, and you sort of take a pride in you. Can you do it, as a rule?
I do.
I hope he's listening.
Why?
Well, that's very fine. This upholstery business must be require quite a lot of skill, doesn't it, Mr. Hall?
It does. When I started working, I had to work two summers for $3 a week as apprentice. But now you don't have to do that nowadays.
And you teach the people more quickly than that.
I do.
You have a pretty good gang in that department?
I have a nice bunch of boys and girls working for me.
Well, fine. Well, now, we want to introduce another guest who's here with us tonight, Mr. Robert Mills. Mills, where do you work at Oakmasters?
I work on the miter saw.
On the miter?
In the machine room.
That's the noisy place, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you get used to that noise?
Oh, yes.
Doesn't bother you, eh?
Not a bit.
How long have you been with Oakmasters, Mr. Mills?
Well, I started in the 13th of July in 1903.
1903? Oh, that's 46 years ago. You don't look it, Mr. Mills, if I may say so. Do you have any hobbies, Mr. Mills?
Oh, only fishing.
Fishing?
Working.
What kind of fishing do you like to do?
Oh, for panfish.
Mm-hmm. You must like to live in Hastings. You've lived there all your life?
I do. I certainly do.
Why?
Well, it's a good place to live. Everybody's friendly and it's just home to me, that's all.
Well, a friendly town is a nice place to live. Well, our time is up, gentlemen. Thank you very much for being with us. And so we conclude this story of Oakmasters Furniture and the Grand Rapids Bookcase and Chair Company of Hastings.
That's the story of the Grand Rapids Bookcase and Chair Company in Hastings. Next week, we will bring you the story of the Kalamazoo Creamery Company. You have been listening to another Tuesday evening program in the series of Western Michigan at Work, presented to you at this time by White Sales Corporation, Scotts, Michigan, who have a complete stock of machinery and equipment for grain elevators, feed, and flour mills. WKZO at Studios in Radio City, Kalamazoo.